Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is June 11th. Today we're going to continue in Doctrine and Covenants section 63 by studying a little bit about one of my favorite verses in this whole section. It's verse 47, which says, "He that is faithful and endureth shall overcome the world." Now, I absolutely love this verse, but I think that if we take it on the surface level, it's not going to be as meaningful to us as it could possibly be. Here in the scripture, it says, "He that is faithful and endureth." And I feel like sometimes at surface level, we might want to take that scripture and think, okay, he that's faithful, he who believes. And my friends, I believe that it goes so far beyond just a mere belief or a profession of belief or even a testimony of the gospel. When it's saying he who is faithful and endureth shall overcome the world, that goes so far beyond he that believes or he that has a testimony of the gospel. There are things that we have to do to truly be considered the faithful. The Bible Dictionary teaches us that faith is a principle of action and of power. And so if we are to be faithful, meaning faith-filled people, we have to be people who are willing to do, people who are willing to live the gospel. Elder Uchtdorf said, "Faith is more than belief. It is a complete trust in God accompanied by action." In order to be a faith-filled people and in order to endure, it means more than just being content to rely on our current testimony as it is. We have to decide to grow our testimony in every opportunity. Elder Anderson once said, "Your faith will grow not by chance, but by choice." So the question becomes, what choices do we need to make daily in our lives to become faith-filled people? People who take their testimony to action on a daily basis. What does it mean to be faithful? And how can we become faithful? In 2012, Elder C. Scott Groh gave a talk at BYU Idaho called "Where Will You Be in 20 Years?" And in that talk, he talks about 10 different principles of faithfulness, what it actually means to be faithful. In that talk, he says that he and his wife were released as mission presidents in South America 20 years ago. And in that time, he has had the opportunity to see most of his missionaries become very successful, to be married in the temple, to go on to serve in their callings and serve in the church and maintain their activity and their testimonies in the gospel. But then he says that he's also, much to his sadness, seen some of his missionaries choose another path to become less active and even some that have been excommunicated. And then he says this, "What has made the difference in the lives of our former missionaries? What might some of them have done differently to avoid personal tragedy? What about you? Where will you be in 20 years? What decisions and commitments do you need to make now and in the future to help you remain faithful? I suggest 10 principles that will help you." The first principle that he mentions is to continuously nourish your testimony. He tells a story about interviewing a recently returned missionary who claimed to have lost his faith. And after talking to him, he found out that he was no longer praying. He wasn't studying the Book of Mormon. And then Elder Groh says, "I explained that a testimony is nothing more or less than the Holy Ghost bearing witness to our souls of the truthfulness of the gospel and of the restored church. When we fail to pray and study the scriptures, the influence of the Spirit in our life is weakened. Our testimony needs to be continuously nourished. That nourishment comes from personal prayer, daily scripture study, particularly the Book of Mormon, and serving in the church throughout our life." So that was the first principle of faithfulness, continuously nourishing our testimonies. Second, he says, we must follow the counsel of living prophets and apostles. In Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verses 5 through 6, we can see the blessing of following the prophets and apostles and what it can do for us. Those verses say, "For his word ye shall receive as if from mine own mouth, in all patience and faith. For by doing these things, the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Yea, and the Lord God will disperse the powers of darkness from before you, and cause the heavens to shake for your good and his name's glory. So as we hear and heed the words of the prophets and the apostles, we are promised these blessings, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us, that the Lord will disperse the powers of darkness from before us and will cause the heavens to shake for our good. What incredible blessings are linked to following the prophets and apostles. Third is to be sealed in the temple and to keep your covenants. Now, a disclaimer for this one, there are a bunch of incredible, incredible people who have not had the opportunity for this blessing yet. I think it's so important that we recognize and realize that no blessing will be withheld from those who maintain their faithfulness, even if they haven't obtained this blessing yet. Number four is to partner with God in bringing His Spirit children to the earth. I never would have thought of parenthood as being a principle of faithfulness, but I love that Elder Groh points that out. Principle number five, do not indulge in pornography or any other immoral behavior. Number six, teach and live the gospel in your home. Over the last year and a half, we have had the opportunity to live this principle more than we ever thought that we would. But what a blessing it is to have home-centered and church-supported teachings. How prophetic was that counsel, and how timely that counsel was, and what an incredible principle of faith that it is to teach and live the gospel in our homes. Number seven is to honor the roles of father and mother in raising children. Number eight, use your moral agency to choose to follow the Savior. Elder Groh says, the decisions as to where you will be in 20 years or in 20 centuries is entirely up to you. You're free to choose. However, eternal consequences flow from your choices. Because of the Savior's atonement, men are redeemed from the fall and they have become free forever, knowing good from evil, to act for themselves and not to be acted upon. Wherefore, men are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death according to the captivity and power of the devil, for he seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself. My friends, the adversary, who can never obtain these blessings for himself, seeks to destroy our agency. And God's commandments, every single one of them in some way or another, has been given to us in order to protect our agency and our ability to choose. Number nine is to develop faith and endure to the end. And finally, number 10 is to submit your will to the will of God. My friends, of all the gifts that our Father in heaven has given us, of all the blessings that we have, one of the only things that we have that is truly unique to us to give is our will to our Father in heaven, to submit our agency to His will. By doing that, our hearts are changed and our faithfulness is firmed. What I love about this scripture here in section 63 is that it says, he that is faithful and endureth shall overcome the world. Remember, the Savior taught that we could have peace because He overcame the world. I think that that has more meaning than we can even begin to understand. The Savior overcoming the world wasn't just about the fact that He was sinless throughout His life. Him overcoming the world was the blessing that He received of exaltation and godliness. And my friends, as we are faithful, as we use our agency every day to choose faithfulness and to act in faithfulness, we too can overcome the world. We can begin to become more godly in our hearts. We can become more Christ-like. And every single day as we choose faithfulness, as we choose to live faith-filled, action-centered lives, we too can begin to overcome the world. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.